Now, my name is Michael Pipkin. Thank you. In addition to being a representative and volunteer member of the October 22nd Coalition Against the Criminalization of a Generation, I am also an educator, teacher, and poet here in the Bay Area. I worked at Balboa High School with many kids from this very neighborhood. I also lived in the Sunnydale area, and that is where I myself, a teacher at 34 years of age with no criminal record whatsoever, was attacked by members, animals, of the San Francisco Police Department. This is ridiculous. And how did I find out about this problem before I moved into the community? From my students. Can you understand? Can you stop and think what it's like to have a 12, 13, 14, and 15-year-old kid who you know doesn't cause anyone any problems coming to you and say, Mr. P, what do I do when a police officer slams me to the ground and I haven't done anything wrong? What do I do when they are following me home and I have not done anything wrong? All I am doing is walking with my friends. What do I do when I am a female and I am being stopped and frisked? Misha had it right. It is molested by male police officers. No student, no human being, no living creature should have to face that. No teacher should have to try to come up with answers for that. We did try to come up with answers for that nonetheless, and we met institutional indifference. That is going to change. That is changing. And this is part of the change, and we will continue that change. Now let me read a little bit from my prepared statements, and then I will turn it back over. The history of brutality against the children community of Bayview, Hunters Point, by the animals of the San Francisco Police Department is something we all know should never take place. This most recent attack this past Monday, August 25th, demonstrates just how important it is for us to come together and end this menace to our society. It's a sad day when we have to assemble to right such obvious wrongs. Nevertheless, we are going to right them. Our cause is among the most just. Since we will not settle for anything less than justice for this attack on our children, as well as many others who are no longer with us, as well as those who may feel that they are able to be heard in what may seem like an apathetic and uncaring world, but that is untrue. We have the power to make a huge difference and end the brutalization of all our people, particularly young people in our community. The youth are our only future. That is not a cliche. It's not just a nice saying. It is fact. And we make it real by keeping it real and holding life and love for ourselves and others in our hearts. We are a peaceful people. We are not the ones with the guns. We are not the ones shooting down innocent people. When these animals say that they felt threatened or they felt hurt, how can you say that when the people that you are killing are not resisting you, are not biting you, are not doing anything wrong or anything illegal?
7 years old.
You have no leg of truth or justice to stand on, and we are going to end that terrorism. That's exactly what it is. It is police terrorism, and it will stop. By being here today, you show these animals and these losers that they are beginning to see that they will no longer be able to get away with the brutal, savage, and heartless crimes. They are criminals, and they need to be treated as such, not just by us, but by the justice system. And so we will take this community and we will reach out to the other members of the community in the Sunset, in the Richmond, in Pacific Heights. We are not alone.
In Oakland.
So what do we do when it's some of the police? It's not all of the police, but when it is some of the police who are the criminals and the terrorists, do we give in? No. We fight back. That's the only thing these bullies and animals understand. It is time that we make them understand that we are strong and we refuse to be ignored. We will continue to make our presence and our humanity known in the city, in the rest of the Bay Area. That's where we come from. Richmond, Vallejo, Oakland, Emeryville, San Jose, Redwood City, everywhere across this country until our message is heard and this crime and this disease stops. We will prevail, and justice, real justice, will belong to all of the people. There is no alternative. Thank you.